Guess what? Mill Knot. Brand new label and a new low price. Mill Knot. That's what? Mill Knot.
Time now, 10:45.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. At least I'm happy that you stayed dry. I just walked through the doggondest torrential rainstorm that hit the city of Chicago a few minutes ago that I have seen in a long, long while. Buckets of rain came down, and I think the gentleman up above aimed it all at me, and I think he was successful. The target was hit for tonight because I'm really soaked right to the skin. But nevertheless, it's going to clear up and be a pleasant day. We're speaking from the heart of the Middle West of this great nation of ours for some fine people known as the Wrigley folks, and they make a product that we're awfully pleased to talk about every day, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Today, our guest, by the way, is a charming little lady of song by the name of Dottie Ferguson. She records for the Mercury label. We're very pleased indeed to be able to present Dottie the first time to the full facilities of the CBS network at the debut disking of a fine record that she's turned out for the Mercury people. So before you meet Dottie and hear the story from her own lips of a fine record, let's listen to Johnny Ray, a boy that a few years ago stood in the same shoes that Elvis Presley does today. Everyone said, will he last? Well, I think Johnny Ray has more than lasted. He has vintage now, and he's a great showman. Here he is with his Columbia recording, Yes Tonight, Josephine.
Yip, yip, whip up the boom, yip, yip, whip up the boom.
Promise me your lips are mine.
Yip, yip, whip up the boom,
Josephine, tonight's the time.
Yip, yip, whip up the boom,
I will squeeze and hold you tight. Josephine, yes tonight.
Yes tonight.
I have loved you from the start.
Yip, yip, whip up the boom,
I will keep you in my heart.
Yip, yip, whip up the boom,
I will get you by and by.
Yip, yip, whip up the boom,
if I don't, I sure will try.
Yip, yip, whip up the boom.
Yes tonight, Josephine. Yes,
tonight.
Everything, Josephine, will be all right.
Be all right.
Well, I'm gonna give my heart to you. Don't ask if I need you, cause you know I do tonight. Josephine, yes, tonight.
Yes, tonight.
I'll be Jack and you be Jill.
Yep, yep.
Love me till my heart grows still.
That's a fine record by Johnny Ray, a fine chap and a fine performer, one of America's top showmen now at the level of the nightclubs, the theaters, and records. Johnny Ray with Yes Tonight, Josephine. Well, about 3 minutes ago, when we first signed on our program on CBS for Wrigley, I said, the Wrigley folks make Spearmint Chewing Gum. You know, I'm one person first in line to say I'm glad they do. I dislike using personal mention of my own private life to convince you that you should have Wrigley Spearmint, but let me tell you about a situation I came into last night. By necessity of traveling a couple of hundred miles after dark, I can assure you that a car full of people can get pretty bored by watching that concrete roll under the ribbon as you drive back to your own home community, as we were coming back to the city of Chicago. After we'd been on the highway for about 2 hours last night, nearing the midnight hour, someone in the back seat said, "Who wants a piece of gum?" Well, let me assure you that in no time at all, we ate our way right through that 5-stick pack of Wrigley Spearmint. And I can't tell you how much pleasure it brought us, because you know how bored you can get just sitting in an automobile, mile after mile, the countless number of miles that you drive on a highway. And you know, the immediate, refreshing flavor of Wrigley Spearmint sort of perked up our feeling, our disposition. We were no longer bored or found things trite about the highway. There was a new stimulation and a new pleasure in the drive. Now, let me just assure you that this can happen to you whether you drive an automobile or whether you're just around the house. There's something delightfully refreshing about going over and getting a stick of Wrigley Spearmint and enjoying its flavor. It's good for you. I hope that you try it. Wrigley Spearmint, I know that you will enjoy it. Well, let's talk to Dottie Ferguson. You know, Dottie, you had just about successfully negotiated the hard road of show business in the country and western field. And now that that style of music is coming into popularity, you've switched allegiance. Why is this?
Well, when I was in the country western field, it wasn't the popular field, and so I decided to get into rhythm and blues, and now that I've got into rhythm and blues,
country western is coming back. Well, I'm just wondering if it's not a question, then, of maybe accidental timing. Do you think you'll make the switch back again and put
Probably.
On the corduroys and the buckskin jackets and so forth? Let's go back in the career of Dottie Ferguson, because certainly... I think I know a little bit about it, but maybe our listeners from coast to coast don't. Dottie, you're a Chicago girl.
That's right.
Born and raised here in the city?
I was born in Chicago, but I've been raised in one of the suburbs, Markham, Illinois. It's about 15 miles south of Chicago.
Yes. Well, where did you learn and learn to love the music of country and western?
Well, I think that was partly my father's doing. I did want to sing pop, but he had always liked country western, so I just kind of did it for him, I guess.
You bought him a guitar, and then you'd sit in his lap and play the guitar and sing to Daddy there.
No, I won my guitar in an amateur contest.
Oh, wonderful. And is it the same guitar you still use?
No, I'm using a bigger one now.
Now, Dottie, the switch over from country and western, which you, as I say, were so well identified with because you were on the National Barn Dance
That's
and
right.
some of the biggest programs in the networks, the switch over occurred when, would you say?
It occurred last November.
What was the occasion for it?
Well, I left the Barn Dance in September and decided that I wanted to go into pop work, so I signed with a manager in Louisville, Kentucky. And I just started working clubs and doing pop and rhythm and blues.
When you did you audition for this manager?
No, when I was on the Barn Dance, he's managing Pee Wee King. And he would book me for Pee-wee shows, and he wanted me to sign with him a year before I did.
Yes. I'm just wondering who it was that got the idea and came to you and said, "Dottie, I think you sound pretty good on pop. Why don't you make the switch?" Was he responsible for that, or was it because you wanted to make
because
it?
Because I wanted to make it.
Why, Dottie?
I can't really say. I've always liked the pop field, and I love rhythm and blues. Of course, it's going on now, and country western is coming back. But I don't know, I just always enjoyed singing pop more than I did country western.
So that now, even though country and western is the big stylish form of music, you're much more content singing the so-called pop type of music.
No, I'll probably be more content singing country western if that's what sells.
Well, in other words, then, success in show business is probably more important to you right at this moment than anything else.
That's
you're
right.
Perfectly willing to sing anything that people
that's
want
right.
you to sing. What about this musical background, this experience that you had for show business, Dottie? Do you come from show folks? You don't, do you?
No, I have no relatives at all, nor... are my parents' show folks. I started singing when I was about 10. I sang for hospitals and just got my experience from amateur things
yes.
like that.
Well, now, it was when you were down south or playing the southern clubs that you came across this new material that you have called Slow Burn?
When I was in Louisville, Kentucky, the songwriter, John Young, was in Louisville, and he talked to my manager and told me he would like for me to see if I couldn't record a couple of his numbers. And, actually, it was just for kicks. We were just going to look at the numbers and see what they were like. So they liked the numbers well enough, they decided to make a session.
Well, now, strangely enough, and I think maybe we should apprise the radio audience of this, because while you and I know it, they don't. This record actually came out on a small label first known as Colonel. Is this a Louisville, Kentucky label?
Yes, it is.
It's a good name, Colonel. And then, as a result, it created a little bit of attention and noise in the industry, and the Mercury people, one of the major labels in the country, they bought the master
That's
from
right.
the Colonel Record Company people, so that now, when people buy it, will it be available on both labels or just on Mercury?
No, it will be available just on Mercury.
Just on Mercury. And it's being released, I understand, this week, probably in the next day or two. So that we now have an opportunity of hearing a little girl who started in country and western, went to the pop, but's perfectly willing to do anything the people want her to do. Dottie, you say that you've had no experience, that is from the standpoint of relatives helping you, but did you take vocal coaching here in the city or music coaching?
I took guitar lessons, but I've never had vocal coaching at all.
How long did you study guitar?
About a year and a half.
Now, as a result of your love for guitar, you decided to sing with it, or did your love for singing bring you into the guitar work?
The singing brought in the guitar work.
But no vocal coaching whatsoever?
No vocal coaching whatsoever. Of course, my father is not a singer, but he has coached me.
He's a bathroom baritone.
That's
like
right.
All of us are. We stand in the shower.
He would listen to me sing. I would sing my numbers for him, and then he'd listen and tell me what he thought I was doing wrong, and that way corrected me.
Has he had some musical education, Dottie?
No, he hasn't. My father was a speaker for a long time, and he has helped me with stage presence when
yes.
I perform.
But, and both of your parents, of course, now know show business because they watched their little daughter perform. Dottie, I don't like to go off on a note that's uncomfortable for people, but I'm sure you won't mind if I ask you how old you are.
I'm 19.
Now, you're a graduate of high school, and
that's
this is
right.
Actually your first big attention getter for the national public, a record for Mercury.
That's right.
Well, we're very pleased, I hope, to be of some help to you, Dottie, so let's give a listen. I think it's a swell style of song that you do. It's Dottie Ferguson, a new Mercury record called Slow Burn.
Oh.
It's a new Mercury record issued by the Mercury people just a few days ago and featuring, of course, the little girl who is our guest today. Dottie, I certainly want to thank you for stopping into the studios of CBS here in Chicago and giving us of your talent and indulging us in the conversation that makes the interesting story behind the stars. Thank you very much, Dottie Ferguson.
Thank you.
Now, our time is up for another day, but of course, it's always a pleasure to think that maybe you'll want to join us again tomorrow, which will be the last day of the week. We'll have a lot more music for you, and I hope something that will prove to be of interesting conversation regarding the business that we all are so well tied up with now, the record industry and music. Now, let me just remind you again that if you're planning something for over the weekend, like picnics, for instance, you ought to lay in a stock of good things to eat at the picnic. And one of the best things I know of after the big luncheon spread that Mama makes is for the whole family to enjoy Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You get some today. Don't wait for a picnic. It's swell stuff to chew on. This is Howard Miller. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's Joe Foss, the star.
Tomorrow's guest, Dickie Halladin, is Decibels with lovely Lulu Ware on the CBS Radio Network. WBBM Chicago.